And now, Tom, just tell us about the work that you do at Speaking of Research.
So Speaking of Research aims to explain the important role that animals play in medical and veterinary research. So we are mainly an information source. So it's a group of scientists, researchers and science communicators who have volunteered their time to try and explain more about animal research.
And Tom, in your opinion, like, what are some of the misconceptions around animal testing?
Well, I think there are many. One of them is about the different types of animals that are used. So because people see sort of pictures of animal rights signs of, you know, dogs, cats or primates, and actually these are a very small part of research. So in Ireland, 95% of the animal studies were done on rodents, mainly mice. And no primates are used in Ireland whatsoever. So really that would be one of the big areas, but also about how the law protects the animals. So you cannot conduct an animal experiment anywhere in the EU if there is a viable non-animal alternative.
Okay. So just as let's look at the wider impact animal testing has on the scientific community, Tom. Say it was to be banned tomorrow. What sort of knock-on effect would that have?
If we were to ban it tomorrow, there would be a huge amount of medical research into cancers, into heart treatments, into Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and the many ills that affect people around the world that would immediately go nowhere. You know, work that is being done on mice to understand or treatments that are being studied in fish simply would not go anywhere. So much of our understanding and so much of the understanding that underpins modern medical advances has relied on animal research, everything from the polio vaccine, insulin for diabetics, anesthetics, penicillin, the list really goes on. So we could see medical research slow almost to a halt. And that's before we've even considered how we ensure that medicines will be safe before they go into human trials.
You mentioned there a few moments ago about viable alternatives. What are these alternatives, Tom?
Well, researchers are constantly using non-animal methods alongside animal methods. So they'll do a lot of work in petri dishes. They'll do a lot of work with human skin samples or human tissue samples, a lot of work with MRI scanners, computer models. Organ on a chip is a new and promising technology. But all of these different methods, including animals, are there to answer slightly different questions. And for some research, there is no alternative to using an entire biological organism. And sometimes for ethical reasons, obviously, we cannot do that in humans. And so for those bits of research, we have to use animals.
When is it ethically wrong, though, to perform an experiment on an animal? Like, if there is so much suffering being caused to that animal, is it impossible to justify the benefits, even if it's valuable to humanity?
Well, I take issue with the comment about suffering. Certainly, some animal research is very unpleasant, and actually researchers do as much as they can to
but you mentioned
reduce
unpleasant.
Suffering
well,
in labs. So all experiments where there is the potential for suffering must be done under anesthesia, and every experiment before it can be done must pass an ethical review board to make sure that the potential benefits to animals and humans, animals because of all veterinary medicines, outweighs the potential suffering of the animals in the experiment. And that is ingrained into the law across the EU, including in Ireland.
Another thing I wanted to touch on, Tom, just a comment that came in on our Facebook page, is that, you know, this headline we're seeing today, 225,000 animals used. But would I be right in assuming that not every animal that's used for medical research ends up being put down afterwards, or that they're not all, you know, in great pain? Like, some animals survive and they're okay.
Well, most animals will be euthanized at the end. The reason for this is often the research carries on after the life of an animal. So if an animal seems to be in any suffering, it will be put down. But also, after an experiment, the animal will often just be, even if it seems healthy, will be put down so that its tissue can be studied, certainly with mice. With larger animals, sometimes they will be reused or occasionally rehomed, but this is less common. Partly because, the science continues beyond the life of the animal.
Tom, thank you so much for taking our call today. That is Tom Holder. He is the founder of Speaking of Research.